Welcome to SCOTUSCast, Environmental Disputes and the Role of the Courts Edition. Thank you for tuning in. On November 3, 2012, the Supreme Court heard oral argument in Decker v. Northwest Environmental Center, consolidated with Georgia Pacific West v. Northwest Environmental Defense Center. In both cases, the issues involved Environmental Protection Agency's regulations about Clean Water Act requirements. The first issue concerns the National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System, or NPDES, which provides for judicial review of the rules that implement the Clean Water Act. The question is whether, notwithstanding the existence of NPDES, a person may challenge the validity of a Clean Water Act rule by different means, namely, a citizen suit to enforce the Clean Water Act. The second issue concerns stormwater from logging roads. The question is whether the Ninth Circuit correctly held that such stormwater is industrial under the Clean Water Act, even though the EPA determined otherwise in its regulations, including a new rule issued the Friday before the oral argument in this case. To discuss the consolidated cases, we have Daniel Heimbaugh, a staff attorney in the Pacific Legal Foundation's Pacific Northwest Center, where he focuses on land use and environmental litigation. As always, the Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker. And now, Mr. Heimbaugh.
My name is Daniel Heimbaugh. I'm a staff attorney for Pacific Legal Foundation. Pacific Legal Foundation is one of the nation's oldest and therefore most experienced public interest legal groups. I'm going to be talking about two cases which were consolidated and recently argued at the Supreme Court, called Decker versus Northwest Environmental Defense Center and Georgia Pacific West Incorporated versus Northwest Environmental Defense Center. These cases focus on the issue of whether a federal permit under the Clean Water Act's National Pollution Discharge Elimination System is required to control pollutants that run off of logging roads. Now, a little statutory context is necessary to understand the case. The Clean Water Act says generally that a federal permit must be obtained whenever somebody wants to discharge pollutants from a point source into waters of the United States. Now, of course, each of the words in that statutory definition is important, but the general rule is that where there's a discharge of a pollutant from a point source, a federal permit is required. More particularly, however, the Clean Water Act treats discharges that are composed of stormwater a little bit more specifically. So a discharge that is made entirely of stormwater, such as rainwater running off a road, was generally exempted from NPDES permitting by Congress, but was to be covered by the EPA's Phase 1 and Phase 2 permitting programs once EPA determined the best approach to controlling stormwater. However, Congress was clear in the Clean Water Act that it wanted stormwater discharges which were associated with industrial activity to be covered by the NPDES permitting program. So with that background, I want to explain the suit in a little bit more detail. A few years ago, the Northwest Environmental Defense Center brought a suit in federal district court alleging that various Oregon state officials and timber companies that were harvesting trees in Oregon were violating the Clean Water Act because they were operating and using logging roads that were discharging rainwater runoff through ditches and culverts without first obtaining a federal NPDES permit for the discharge. So the NEDC brought what's known as a citizen suit under the Clean Water Act, seeking an injunction to stop the logging and also certain penalties and damages. Now, the petitioners in the case that is now before the Supreme Court are the state officials and the logging companies, and their defenses in the district court were basically twofold. First, they said that under an EPA regulation called the silviculture rule, that activities associated with tree harvesting, specifically road construction and maintenance from which there is natural runoff, was categorized by EPA as non-point source pollution. Now remember, the Clean Water Act is concerned only with point source pollution, that is a discrete conveyance of a pollutant into a covered water body. Non-point source pollution is such things as rainwater, which is usually dispersed over a large area and therefore difficult to control through a permitting program. So the Oregon officials and the timber companies were relying on this EPA regulation, which said that runoff from logging roads was considered by the agency to be non-point source pollution and therefore not subject to permitting. Now, the second defense that they raised was that under EPA stormwater regulations, use of logging roads and associated discharges of pollutants such as sediment are not stormwater discharges which are associated with industrial activity under EPA's regulations and thus not subject to NPDES permitting for that reason as well. I'll note that despite the argument that logging road runoff is not covered under federal permitting, it is not unregulated. In fact, rainwater runoff from logging roads is subject to nationwide hundreds of different locally tailored state laws that are meant to protect against any pollution that might arise from such activity. Well, the case went forward in district court, and NEDC's complaint was dismissed because of the silviculture rule, which again said that road construction and maintenance from which natural runoff results associated with logging activities is not covered, according to the EPA. When NEDC appealed, the Ninth Circuit reversed the district court for two reasons. First, the appellate court held that if it construed the silviculture rule to exempt logging road runoff that was channeled through ditches, then it should be covered as a point source under the Clean Water Act, which would mean that the silviculture rule itself was inconsistent with the statute. And the court further held that EPA didn't have the authority to, in its view, basically redefine what a point source was. In addition to that, the Court of Appeals said that EPA's construction of its stormwater regulations as exempting logging road runoff from permitting as industrial activity was unreasonable because such activity was indeed industrial in the court's eyes, despite what the EPA thought about it. So the conclusion of the Ninth Circuit, contrary to the district court, was that collected runoff on logging roads constitutes a point source discharge of stormwater that is also associated with industrial activity. Now, what does that mean practically? It means that the owners and operators and the users of the logging roads where the stormwater was being discharged would need to get an NPDES permit or potentially be in violation of the Clean Water Act. At that point, the Supreme Court was asked to review the decision of the Ninth Circuit. The court granted cert, and briefing proceeded as would be expected on the issues that were before the Court of Appeals, the petitioners arguing that the court failed to give due deference to EPA's regulations, which EPA, although not a party to the case, had filed an amicus brief arguing that its regulations had always intended to exempt logging road runoff from Clean Water Act permitting. Plus, the court was asked to decide a lurking jurisdictional issue, which is whether NED's lawsuit was really designed to enforce the Clean Water Act, as the group claimed, or in actuality was intended more to attack or invalidate EPA's rules, which purported to exempt logging road runoff from permitting. That would be important because the Clean Water Act provides that when a regulation under the Clean Water Act is challenged, must be challenged directly to the Court of Appeals and can only be done so within 120 days of the rule being promulgated. And of course, that window would have closed decades ago. So those were the issues that were before the Supreme Court. Then, before oral argument, something very surprising happened. In fact, the oral argument took place on a Monday, and on the Friday before, just 2 days before oral argument, EPA finalized a rule which revised its stormwater regulations to clarify that stormwater discharges from logging roads do not constitute stormwater discharges associated with industrial activity, and an NPDES permit is therefore not required. As a result of EPA's new rule, oral argument, I'm sure, did not go quite as parties' counsel expected. The Supreme Court was clearly focused on the impact of that new rule, that is, whether it means the case is moot and what to do next. Now, the timber companies, who are the petitioners before the Supreme Court, urged the court to decide the case to reverse the Ninth Circuit's decision based on the extensive briefing that was presented to the court. And a reversal, according to the petitioners, would establish that their activities were not a violation of the law, at least under the regulations in place when the NED's suit was filed. In the alternative, although the petitioners wanted the case to be decided, they argued that if the court found the case was moot, that the court should vacate the Ninth Circuit's opinion, which of course would mean that when the case went back to the lower court, what would be remaining would be the district court's dismissal of NEDC's complaint. The U.S. argued as a friend of the court before the Supreme Court, and the government had a different take. The government argued that the new EPA rule, released just days before oral argument, mooted the case, that there was no more controversy because EPA had, by rule, that logging road runoff or stormwater, the kind at issue in this case, was not associated with industrial activity and thus not subject to stormwater permitting. NEDC, arguing as a respondent in this case, said that the court should at most dismiss the case as improvidently granted, which would leave the Ninth Circuit opinion in place. And NEDC seemed to argue that at that point, they could go back to the Ninth Circuit to determine what effect, if any, the new rule would have on the litigation. Of course, the NEDC argued that the case was not moot due to the new rule and that the Ninth Circuit's opinion should not be vacated. So from a very complex environmental case, which got even more complex from a last-minute rule and what appears to be a possible procedural quagmire, what can we learn from the Decker case and the recent oral argument? Well, I think there are a few themes in this case. One, of course, is federalism. Under a new uniform program that would regulate stormwater discharges on logging roads, the EPA would effectively be displacing hundreds of state laws which currently govern the way logging road runoff is treated. These laws are tailored to local conditions. Many of them are developed with specific state circumstances in mind. And in fact, in the amicus brief that the Pacific Legal Foundation wrote in this case, we pointed out that these regulations have by and large been found to be effective. In fact, the EPA believes that these state regulations are effective and that treating logging road runoff as a point source discharge for regulation under the MPDES would not be the right way to regulate any discharges that would take place as a result of that activity. So it's going to be interesting to see if the court does decide the case, whether there will be any respect for this system, which has put the onus of regulation on the states and which, by all accounts, has been effective. A second theme or conclusion we might be able to draw from this case is that, like many environmental cases, it could have a very big impact on business in the United States, especially related to timber harvesting. It could impose a huge cost if the EPA developed a new permitting program to regulate logging road runoff. It could lead to very long permitting delay because a program wouldn't be in place, presumably, for a couple of years. And it could lead also, relatedly, to regulatory limbo because it would mean that companies that want to use logging roads would be put in a position of either doing business as usual and not obtaining an MPDES permit, which could potentially expose them to liability under the Clean Water Act, or simply not using the roads and therefore not harvesting the trees until a permitting program was in place. And of course, nobody knows when that would happen. On a related note, if the court opinion determines that the EPA should create a new permitting program to govern stormwater on logging roads, the EPA would essentially have to create a program which could indeed exceed the size of the current program of all MPDES permits that it currently regulates in a way that the agency believes would be both burdensome to it and ultimately ineffective for the environment. Finally, there is a lingering question about the EPA's new rule, will there be a challenge to the new EPA rule? Remember, the environmentalist group NEDC that originally filed the complaint was ultimately claiming that EPA's rules exempting logging road runoff were inconsistent with the Clean Water Act statute itself. It's unclear at this point whether NEDC believes that the new rule is subject to the same problem, and it's, I think, even a murkier issue of whether NEDC could indeed challenge that new rule somehow in the course of its current litigation, or if it would have to launch a separate and independent challenge to that rule if it chose to challenge it. So we are all waiting for the court to decide what it is going to do with Decker versus Northwest Environmental Defense Center. The court's opinion could very well have a large impact on the timber industry and industries that rely on it throughout the country, and it could also affect the way the EPA administers the Clean Water Act in the future.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUS Cast. For more episodes of SCOTUS Cast, as well as audio and video of past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at www.federalistsociety.org/multimedia.